This is the journey of one man who used his unconventional background to build a truly unique business.
I read so many books growing up and into my early 20s. And then at one point I realized that I have to develop my own thinking. So I took a huge break. A lot of the unique thinking that I've come was because of that, and I needed space. And especially after I read so much, it started becoming a little like repetitive, and it was hard to pick up the signals from the noise.
I'm Chad Grills, founder and CEO of Mission.org, your number one source for accelerated learning. Building a successful, profitable, and growing business is not easy. Trust me, I know. And one of the key things that has helped me through the ups and downs is learning from the best entrepreneurs in the world. Welcome to the journey. Meet Taro. He's a Finnish mushroom hunter. Yes, you heard that right. A Finnish mushroom hunter. Needless to say, he grew up with a very different kind of background than what most people are used to.
One of my first earliest memories in life is my mom, who taught physiology and anatomy and was a big forager herself, would take me and my older brother out foraging when I was like yay high and going out, not just for mushrooms, but also berries, shoots, leaves, all that kind of stuff. And I love the berries. I love wild strawberries, wild raspberries, bilberries. And as a kid, they're really sweet and yummy, and I would just go and pick them up. But then there was these mystical creatures of these mushrooms, and my father, who is and was my hero, would love these like mushroom soups and mushroom sauces. So they were always like mystical, and they caught my eye.
Now, obviously, entrepreneurs come from all areas of the globe, all backgrounds, and all walks of life. But even amongst this highly diverse cast of successful entrepreneurs, Taro's story stands out. And Taro probably wouldn't disagree with that. In fact, when he was young, he never dreamed that he would someday start a business.
So my great-grandfather started like a foraging environmental school, and I went to it, and through that I got more into nature and I played soccer. So health, wellness, sports, nutrition were always kind of big focus of mine, but I never thought I would build a business around them. That was not an intention at all. I was very entrepreneurial. I was always like hustling for extra cash, maybe because I grew up in the farm and we were always like a little tight on money. And so I was always trying to be super resourceful, and I could like collect empty soda cans and bottles and return them to the store for a deposit and whatnot. So I was always like trying to do something to get extra pocket money. But randomly about 14 years ago, me and my friend won this innovation contest for discovering a rare culinary mushroom in Finland. And that government paid us some money. And I was like, holy crap, why would this government pay us money to do this? It almost started as a joke. And then I realized that there's actually a lot of benefits of being an entrepreneur and the potential of it. So that's kind of when the entrepreneurial spirit came. But I was just not interested in serving people with really expensive culinary mushrooms that cost an arm and a leg. I was more interested in optimizing physical performance and human performance. So it was not until later when I found these more functional mushrooms that got me excited about their potential to help us think better and sleep deeper and whatnot.
With that good break, Taro was up and running. He and his friends started a company, Four Sigmatic, and were quickly making mushroom-based drinks like mushroom coffee and mushroom teas. Even so, Taro didn't initially dream that it would be a very big business. After all, there wasn't exactly a huge market of existing customers who were clamoring for mushroom coffees and teas. Instead, he started with a small market of people who would be very interested in the health benefits that the nutrient-packed mushrooms could provide.
Around the same time, I started coaching professional athletes. So one of the things that I think a lot of entrepreneurs make a mistake is that they're super interested in scaling and becoming the next Google and Facebook. But if you can provide value to a small community, how are you going to provide value to a larger community? And what my experience about health and wellness was in a very small scale with professional athletes and whatnot. I've been working people's health and I understood the product really well and ingredients really well. So I did that very early, but I just didn't see a way how I could make it into a more sustainable, larger business until the kind of blogosphere started rising.
By focusing in on serving that key group of customers, Taro was able to get his feet under him and develop a business before suffering from the pressures and complexities of trying to scale. Many startups and businesses try to appeal to everyone. In doing so, some of them lose their way and end up appealing to no one. Taro's strategy of niching down is the same one that many other successful entrepreneurs take. Think of Facebook, which started out exclusively serving Harvard students. Apple started out building computers that were primarily for hobbyists. So rather than making a mushroom product that appealed to everyone, Taro took similar paths as Facebook and Apple and focused on serving one core group of power users. In this case, it was professional athletes. When we come back, Taro talks about how he scaled his business beyond professional athletes and how he scaled Four Sigmatic into one of the most successful nutrition brands in the world.
The journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/thejourney.
Taro was busy selling his products to professional athletes when a new technology came along that changed everything. Blogging.
I just didn't see a way how I could make it into a more sustainable, larger business until the kind of blogosphere started rising. So a lot of my views on health and wellness are time-worn, but they might be radical to the more processed food society that we us mostly live in. And I just didn't see how to compete with Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Danone, Nestle, of just mindshare among consumers until blogging was a thing, you know, and I started noticing how they started getting traction. And I realized that consumers can share knowledge between each other. And then that was also the time of like when Facebook started rising. So I saw that, okay, now if you have a radical idea that works, you can spread it with little to no money online. That was not before possible. And you can change consumer behavior by educating them on better choices. That was not before possible unless you had a huge amount of money and then you could do bigger marketing campaigns. So it's really the quote unquote Web 2.0 that inspired me to, it's like now there's an opportunity to do something in health and wellness that was not before there.
Four Sigmatic was growing, but it wasn't always smooth sailing. It created problems for Taro. Luckily, it also helped give him the tools to solve those problems.
I live a very high stress life trying to manage a startup and a lot of employees, and it's a busy life. Nevertheless, like handling stress, I used to be very antsy and very stressed. I remember in my 20s in the army, I would just sometimes like completely freak out, and I don't really have those anymore. So I think the stress reducing or calming adaptogenic properties have been pretty helpful in my life.
Taro had succeeded with Four Sigmatic because the product was completely unique. It wasn't like anything else on the market. Only he, with his background picking mushrooms with his family, could have drawn on the information necessary to create mushroom elixirs and coffees. Only he, with his experience coaching professional athletes, could have identified a niche to launch a new nutritional performance product. All of these personal experiences combined together to help Taro build and grow Four Sigmatic. Taro is aware of how important his background and beliefs are to his business. He tries to cultivate a mindset that fosters creativity by blocking out other voices and giving him the space to think.
I read so many books growing up and into my early 20s. And then at one point I realized that I have to develop my own thinking. So I took a huge break. A lot of the unique thinking that I've come was because of that. And I needed space. And especially after I read so much, it started becoming a little like repetitive, and it was hard to pick up the signals from the noise. And that was really important for me. That being said, I was also lucky enough to be surrounded by a lot of amazing thinkers, some of the best thinkers in the world. And I had access to them so I could have these kind of conversations. So I still had a lot of stimulus and external input. It was just not in the form of books. So my story might be different, but I do recommend taking breaks. I believe even Einstein once said is that you can only, I think it was he was referring to physics, but you can only read so much. And at some point you have to start figuring out new physics to move the world forward.
Everyone has something that only they can contribute to the world. The actress Judy Garland once said, "Always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else." So what are your unique experiences and thoughts that no one else can replicate? What niches have you identified where you can launch a new business or product or service? Successful entrepreneurs are the ones who can give themselves the space and the freedom to find those original thoughts. They're the ones that have the courage to put those thoughts into the world. Taro's journey shows us that by being a first-rate version of yourself, working hard, and cultivating the right mindset, success is sure to follow.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring The Journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial. Or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials, and you will too.